With that, there are a variety of items on consent. Usually I wouldn't walk through these, but I'll just go through these briefly. There's a couple of key ones on there. One is we're going to appoint Sarah Cardwell as advocacy staff for the upcoming rate case and remove Mr. Leon from that. So you see, Sarah, here you go. You're already officially on the team. And Jerry, now you're over working with the commissioners, so I look forward to that as well. There's two post-probationary period salary adjustments. Just for my colleagues, typically those go on consent. It's this particular case, I think it's Kyle and Aaron that have been with the commission for their six-month period. And unless the directors give us some particular reason, we just put these on consent. Oftentimes we don't put the names on there. We just put the numbers on there, but just so you guys know how that goes. And other than that, and Sarah is officially hired today, too, by this motion. So, geez, busy day. With that, I have any questions about those before we move passage? Okay, with that, I'd move passage of items on consent.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion, a second. Any further discussion? Since seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay. Discussion matters with the commission. We'll start out with HB 1147 amendments and or / work session. Alana.
Well, I had offered at the last little meeting to kind of redraft what we talked about and clean up some of the language. Pat and I talked about it after that. I redrafted just one section, the main section, the buckets section. I didn't redo a whole bill. I sent it out a few days ago, and there is a meeting at 12:45 today in this room of stakeholders to get their feedback on that language, to get something they've redrafted to the definitions that isn't even in what I sent out.
Say that again.
We didn't think they needed to change the definitions. They have revised what they want to do. I haven't seen it.
Is that the corridor definition and route?
Corridor
definition?
And route. Yeah.
Okay.
So the question for the commission is: one, do any of you, and if so, do more than one of you want to come to the meeting at 12:45? If so, we'll put it on the announcements. And two, when do you want to meet between now and 8 a.m. tomorrow so that we can talk about your position on this bill? I mean, granted, I don't have industry's position yet, so it's premature to finalize a position. If you're going to take a position, exactly.
Well, I would offer up that I would like to sit in at 12:45 for sure. I said in the last one. I don't think there's a downside to announcing it. If Julie or Randy wants to join, they're more than welcome to it.
Okay,
it's Julie's portfolio, quite honestly. So
yeah, I'll plan on being there. I might be a tiny bit late.
Yeah, different
it might
people
be 1 o'clock,
might be later,
but, yeah.
Early, but this was the time we had.
But then we don't have a informal today at 1:30. We could do a 2 o'clock. Commission roundup of where we're at as a commission on that, if that would work.
That I think that would be good.
And that would give us an hour to discuss mm-hmm. before the Fish and Wildlife update. Does that work for you, Randy?
That works fine for me. And in answer to the first question, I likely will not attend the meeting.
Okay.
So what you'd like us to do is review this last draft and bring our comments at 12:45 is probably the most?
Yes, that'd be great.
Okay.
I don't think there... The only thing in that last draft, if it's highlighted in yellow, it's something that is a slight difference or a question from what was discussed at that last stakeholder meeting. Otherwise, it's pretty much what they offered up, but just reworded to be more symmetrical and more consistent.
Okay. Just for my colleagues, the last one I sat in on that, this bill has taken out all the language about what is an intervener, what's not an intervener. So to me, that was the only thing that really got my hackles up early. So I'm kind of waiting to see how this goes, but from what I saw the last time, I didn't see anything really wrong with where they're at right now. But you never know what might come out of what they actually submit.
So. Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else on that?
Nope.
Okay, so 12:45, Esther, you tracking all that? Way ahead of me, right? All right. North Dakota Ag Rail Business Council member. Daryl, I got the note on that too, and I think we all did. I sent Dan Wogsland a note back and said that we would talk about it, the three of us. Maybe the folks have been on the commission longer than me help me out in this. I think that position oftentimes goes to whoever has the weights and measures portfolio as well as the grain elevators portfolio. But that's just a thought. Lana, do you remember from days gone by or
Anybody? I don't know that answer particularly. No, I don't.
Makes sense.
It makes sense. Yeah. But I was so if you would want to do that, Randy,
I would be glad to okay. cover that.
Because I think that goes on the line as whoever's on the Upper Great Plains Transportation Institute Advisory Board, and that goes with it as well. So,
okay.
So you'll get a hold of Dan, let him know
I'll contact Dan and participate.
And just so I guess that we can talk about it, the way I've always viewed these boards, just like I'm on the MISO team, the commissioner with the portfolio is designated on those boards, if you will, but any commissioner can go to all these as well. So it's not like, you know, if we'd ever had a case where the portfolio holder saw something different than one of us, we certainly are not restricted to going to these things. That makes sense?
You just want to know about it to put it on
the agenda. Absolutely.
And if the commission is, like, taking a position, it comes back to a meeting.
Right. Okay. Daryl, is anything else we needed to add with that?
No, that's all. And Commissioner, you'll call it to Dan then? And
yes, I'll do that.
Okay, Pacific Telecom number reclamation. Mr. Fawn.
The commission had determined that Pacific Telecom's registration and the service authority to do business in North Dakota should be discontinued in the recent past. And at this point, the next thing that I would do, or that after receiving commission permission, would be to contact Newstar and have their number blocks reclaimed, and so they could be available for the pool again. I just wanted to confirm with the commission that that is what I should do.
Unless something's changed, I think so. But I don't know that there's just maybe questions that my colleagues would have since they weren't here for the first part of this.
I don't know the historical context of, you know, what's traditionally been done or how it's carried out, but I do know that these numbers are short, and so I don't know why we'd want to just leave them reserved for someone who we're not allowing to do business in the state, so I think it is a good thing to proceed.
Okay. In the background, real quick, the Pacific Telecom was a group that got in trouble out in Oregon, right? And they that became to our attention. We asked them to come say their piece. They never showed up, so we basically took away their license.
Correct. And it's the first one that we've ever had like it, so
okay.
We don't have a lot of history. Our precedent.
How many numbers do they have, Patrick?
I think they have 9 blocks of 1,000 numbers.
Mm. We don't have any way of knowing if those are active numbers for anybody.
We don't. I mean, I'm assuming that we're all active.
Like home lines or
a lot of them were active.
Yeah.
We don't know how many are home lines. We don't.
But
that company is no longer registered with us, so.
So they would have had to have gotten a notice from the company that they're not doing business and found phone service elsewhere.
This company seems somewhat dubious in nature, so they didn't even talk to us. So when we pull these numbers, if people call us, then we'll know that we've done the right thing. Yeah,
Will they have any idea where to turn? People like say there are some. I'm assuming there aren't, but what if there are some folks who just all of a sudden don't have phone service?
Well, we actually have a rule on what you have to do to disconnect somebody, even if you're going out of business. We just looked at that on Friday, remember? Which is these people had been going out of business, and they're supposed to provide notice, and our phone number's in there, I think. So in theory, there's a process, yes, but this company is apparently not following any of the rules, so I don't know for these people.
Do they have 9 blocks of 1,000 numbers, or in other words, one prefix, or 9 blocks of 10,000 numbers?
They have 9 blocks of 1,000 numbers.
So they just have one 3-digit prefix.
They have a block of 1,000 numbers in several exchanges, and so it's the exchange prefix. So there's an exchange prefix associated with the block of numbers.
I see.
And then it's like block 0 within that prefix. It's block 0 or 1 or 2 or 3.
Okay.
This is sounding more complicated than I had originally thought. Is it 9,000 numbers? 9 blocks 9, and 1,000 numbers is 9,000 numbers.
Yep.
Okay. That was what my brain had added up, but what you guys were talking about is...
But the point, I think, is to get these numbers back in the pool as we can, because the pool is depleting. We keep getting updates every year about how quick we'll need a new area code from 701 so we can have something different. We're hanging tight now for the next 4 or 5 years. But,
correct.
And I think that's largely because people move into the area with their whatever numbers, and they just keep them with the cell phone world. But it's still, I think, good to get them back as soon as we can. Do you have – that's just a letter from you back?
It's an email from me to Neustar.
Okay. I would say unless – I mean – I'd say get that back as soon as you can.
That's I'll transfer your power to Neustar.
All right.
Telling them to.
All right. Thank you, Patrick. WBI pipeline damage incidents. One call. Mr. Fawn again. This is the two MDU ones?
Correct. And I worded this request very carefully because, you know, right now the commission doesn't have any information. They haven't made any determination about.
Other than what we've heard in the news.
Other than, and you don't know if there are any violations, but. Staff could file complaints on these. A staff-initiated complaint, if you think that's the direction we should go. In the past, we've not been proactive. We've usually waited for a complaint from a company, either an excavator or an operator, except in one situation, and that was that a situation with WBI and Avenia where there was a fatality.
Correct.
In these in the situations we're talking about here, of course, you know that there were 1,000 customers out of service for one of the incidents and about 100 for another for the other incident. And so does it rise to the level that you would want to be proactive or do you want to wait for a company to file a complaint?
Well, now last time, just the extremes, I guess, the you might 2 cents worth, the one where the individual was killed, we did wait some period of time to give the company, to give someone a chance to file the complaint. So we waited a little bit till we acted on that. And wasn't it about a month we waited?
I think that's about right.
So how long has this incident been? 2 weeks?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Both of them. They're both at least 2 weeks old, I believe.
Because my initial thought is let this huddle for a couple more weeks, if you will, to see if someone files a complaint, and if they don't, this one, I think for me, the 1,000 and the 100, given how quick they were together, and I think it's something we should look at, but I'd maybe like to give it a little bit more time, just the same way we did with the other one before, to give someone else a chance to maybe file their complaint. But I'd be open to any thoughts that my colleagues have on that, because it's a slippery slope that I don't think we want to be involved in. If there's a, you know, one individual loses services, we don't need to be getting ourselves in the middle of those everywhere in the state. That's right. There's a process in place. But there are some that, you know, someone being killed, I think, is easy to make a decision on. It's regrettable, but you can make a decision. It's just layering it down a little bit. But these were two pretty big incidents, I think.
Have you been in touch with the companies? To know, are they looking into it? The company... in Watford City, right?
I think so.
It lost 1,000 customers.
The details are known by the companies and by us, by staff.
Okay.
And that's all Pat can say right now. Well, I think...
They probably do know more than we do, yes. Well, I'm sure they do, in fact.
Yeah. All right.
I would say that, Randy, do you have any thoughts, I guess?
I think your idea sounded very good.
Okay.
To not just dismiss it, but to give it a little time to percolate and see if we receive a complaint from someone out there.
Right. And if we haven't seen anything in the next scheduled meeting, mm-hmm. ask the same question, because then I think my inclination right now is that we should dig a little deeper, but let's wait a little bit.
Very good. Will do.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that sounds like
all right, thanks, Patrick. Okay, anything else for discussion matters that is not on here? Okay. I had one that I wanted to talk about is the NARUC committees.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
So I'm currently on the Energy and Environment Committee. In the way that I understand it, each state can only have one commissioner on each committee. And so
the larger sort of standing committees.
Absolutely, the larger committees. So I'd be, if one of you wanted that committee, I'd be happy to pick something else. But if not, I'm very content right there. And then, I don't know if Julie or Randy, you had any thoughts what you wanted to do.
Well, I went to all the committees that I could while I was there, and I concluded that there's kind of three big committees that have the most impact, probably in North Dakota: electricity, gas, and telecom.
And energy and the environment.
Well, it is a great committee, but in terms of what's happening here, it seems to be a little more nice, but if you had time or you could be on two, it would be a great one to be on. So, and then I talked to Tony Clark, and he sort of suggested that if we could find a way for the three of us, assuming, you know, Randy wants to do this, to cover those three committees, he thought that it would be most helpful to approach it that way. So then it kind of comes down to who does what. I am personally more, I feel like I should do electricity because of my current portfolio. I went to both electricity and gas. I was more personally interested in some of the issues in the gas and the pipeline safety stuff, which isn't technically in my portfolio right now. So that's to say I could do either one and be perfectly fine, but I'm a little more interested in the gas.
That's fine by me. I think given the play of natural gas, we'll, unless Randy would, do you have any thoughts, I guess? Would that be electricity and telecom if you're interested? Or
I'm torn between the two. And I was hoping that Julie was going to take one or the other, and then I would know which one is left.
Well, Tony did, and we've talked about this, but Tony did feel that you, with your telecom background, it would be a real natural fit for you, and he thought you'd be very good at it quickly. So if you're interested in his insights and his experience with NARUC.
For years, I did well not arguing with Tony. I mean, maybe we can't refer to him as Tony anymore now that he's at FERC. Maybe we need a more formal discussion here. But I would be fine with doing telecom.
Okay.
The other thing to note, too, I think, and Brian, you would be have more to say about this than myself, but to say that you're going to be in this doesn't mean you're going to have to stay there for 12 years or however long you are.
And you can float the pleasure in all the committees of serving. You want. You can show up in anyone. It's just that you can get more involved as a committee member there and eventually work your way through some of the chairs. I've not started that evolution in NARUC because Tony was so involved. But actually now this year I am, so I'm actually going to try to run for MARC's secretary this year. So
excellent.
The Midwest one, so make your run through the MARC chairs and then work your way up. But I always felt before when Commissioner Clark was involved, to have one commissioner involved at that level was fine, and the other ones kind of coming and going was good. But it was just, it's a big sink of time. Alana's on one of the committees, and it takes a lot of your time, and so is Scott. It's very important, I think, to have a big North Dakota presence there, given, I mean, we were at NARUC, and every speaker talked about North Dakota.
Yeah, they did.
It was bizarre. Everyone talked about what was going on, whether it was electricity or gas or energy. It was unbelievable. So,
well, and it is really helpful to hear what other states are doing and wrestling with the same exact issues that we have. And and our issues don't end at the borders usually. So I think it's a good organization
for us. Well, can a person be on – so energy and the environment, I could do that and be on electricity?
I don't think so. I think energy and environment is one of the big ones.
All right,
you could be on consumer affairs. You could be on and another committee. There's a couple – you can be on Washington Action and other committees, but you can only be on one of the bigger standing committees.
Okay. I like staying on energy and the environment because I think I'm the only commissioner there from a fossil fuel energy producing state.
Yeah.
So the other commissioners are all from non-coal gas states. So.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say gas, but definitely not coal states. So.
Well, and they do have interesting, they're talking about interesting issues. So.
Okay. Well, if that's okay with you two, then what I'll do is I'll send a note to the NARUC president saying, please assign Randy to telecom, Julie to gas, keep me on energy and the environment.
Okay.
And then you'll get an email back from them. And then what they do is at least once a month, these committees get together by phone. And so you call in and you listen whenever you can. So, and if you can't make it, you can't make it. Because of the energy ones, I listen to about maybe four a year, quite honestly.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Any of the staff have any thoughts on that? That Alana, Jerry, Pat, you guys have been in NARUC a few times.
I pay a little attention to the electric committee.
Okay. So you cover that for us? All right, good.
Jerry and Tony can cover that.
All right, fair enough. Okay, Otter Tail, that's a scheduling one. Lifeline Services. The work session, we'll drop down to scheduling now. The GRE jurisdictional determination, is that a full work session, or is that something that we could talk through here? I said work session because I was on the phone, but talking to my colleagues, I mean, what do we need for you to make a decision on that? I mean, if you want a full work session, we could do that, but I don't know if we defined what the product was we needed to give to make the decision. And
I think we wanted to look through the cases that they had referenced in our work session,
okay,
which we did receive, and I've gotten through two of the three. So once I'm able to get through that, all three of them, I don't know that we need to have a lot of time, but I think we just had to get together again and decide, right?
Mm-hmm. Either another admin or a work session. If this admin is too soon, slightly too soon, then the next admin or a work session, it doesn't matter.
Well, I think I'd like to get this sooner than later. I mean, is this something that this week we could schedule?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because tomorrow is pretty much full.
Okay.
And Friday, I'm only here until noon.
Okay. Randy, how about Monday? Or Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Okay. How about Tuesday? Let's look at Tuesday to schedule that. That'd be Tuesday, February 19th. We already have...
What time is our interview, Darren?
Afternoon.
1:30.
The morning
is open.
How about 10 o'clock?
Sounds great.
Okay, so then let me ask this question of Alana. First off, Randy, does that work for you?
Tuesday the 19th works for me, yes.
Okay. We come out of that meeting with the consensus. What is needed then? Do we have a quick special meeting to do something? Is that a letter back from staff? Depending what we decided that day.
Depending what you decide. I mean, staff could just draft a letter.
Okay.
And you'd certainly send it out for review ahead of time. But if it was acceptable, there would be no further meetings needed because there is no motion or anything that
right.
needs to be done.
But it's not like we have to have a special meeting and vote on something. It's
no.
just the commission at this time, we deem this. And so we could get an answer back to the company by noon on Tuesday, realistically.
Well, maybe by 5.
Okay, fair enough. All right. Sounds good. Is there anything else that any of your colleagues need before that? You got all the stuff you need, Julie?
I do.
Good.
Okay, perfect. All righty. Work session, base and electric power generation for the hearing we just had. Jerry, when do you think the company will have their proposed order in?
I really don't know for sure. I'd say if we just set the thing, say sometime in the second week of March and see what happens.
Okay. Sounds fair. So like March 11th or 12th? How does that work for Jerry? Do you around 11th and 12th?
I think so.
We've got a commission meeting the 13th, so maybe the afternoon of the 11th or the morning of the 12th. Does that work for Julie and Randy?
It does.
Works for me.
Jerry, Monday afternoon or Tuesday morning?
Tuesday morning.
Okay, 10 o'clock?
Sure.
Tuesday, March 12th at 10 o'clock. Okay, perfect. The rescheduling of Otter Tail's PIE meeting, did anybody have contact with them?
I have not heard any dates back from them. If you wanted to, you could give me a couple dates and I can bounce it off them.
Okay. Well, why don't we do the February shot? How about that same March 11th and 12th? Like maybe the afternoon of the 11th? Would that be okay with Randy and Julie? Or the afternoon of the 4th, the week before?
The 11th, I think, looks good. I don't know how you feel, Randy.
Yeah, except for the time we just chose, the 4th, 11th, or 12th, any of those work for me fine.
Okay. Can you give them that back, Jerry? Does that work for you?
Can I give them all three of them?
Yeah, I think so.
Let me check the 4th here. Yeah. That is crossover, just in case anybody cares.
Perfect. Okay, yeah, if you give them the...
Say afternoons or...
I think the 4th and the 11th, I'd say the afternoons.
Okay.
And the 12th, other than our work session at 10, maybe the afternoon and all of them, 4, 11, and 12.
Okay.
All right. All right, thanks, Chair.
Thank you.
And Julie, you said about a Lifeline Services, what do you want to call it, an update or something? Or
overview.
Overview?
Or...
Okay.
And if you all don't want to participate in that, I could just meet with Pat or whoever would be best to educate me on that whole issue, what our role is, you know, how many we've approved, that sort of thing. What happens after we approve them, that's kind of what I'm interested in better understanding.
You're probably a Lifeline guru from your West River days, huh?
Maybe I know less about it than I think. But I would like to be on the meeting and participate. I think it would be useful.
How long does that take,
Kat, sure that I understand.
Put that together?
To put it together, I'm not really going to put anything together.
That's I figured you just know it.
I'm going to grab a
Sarah, are you
FCC
a telephone
order.
Guru too? You want to be a telephone guru? Okay.
I'm going to grab an FCC order and some of the applications, at least one of the applications we have, and we'll go over that. And
okay.
I think Commissioner Chrisman may know things more than I do in some situations that he could share. So thanks for joining.
Well, what did we we scheduled Tuesday at what time? 10 o'clock, Esther, for the thing next week? Could we do it right after that? So, like, let's say 11 o'clock on the 19th?
On the 19th.
Does that work for Randy and Julie?
Let's see.
At what time?
11 o'clock, right after the 10 o'clock work session for...
Yes.
Okay, Great River.
Yep.
All right, 11 o'clock. And then, Randy, you said earlier this week about a... You want to talk about the rules we have in weights and measures?
I do, and I wanted to talk to Pat about it and give him fair warning on this, and I didn't. So that's my fault, but... So I don't know if we can reschedule something now. We can schedule these kind of as we go. Can
Absolutely.
We not?
I just wanted to close the lines. Because you wanted Wayne here?
Yeah, what I would like to do is make it at a time when it would be possible. I'm thinking especially Wayne because I think more of the concern is with the large scales.
Okay.
And I'd really like to visit about our rules in general that are maybe... different than the federal rules, and there have been a lot of variances over the years. These variance requests are pouring in, and I think we need to get a handle on whether we're enforcing rules that we still think are necessary or just enforcing rules that are on the books. And,
sure.
And I think Wayne would be valuable in that.
Well, Pat, can you just talk to Wayne and see when he's going to be down here? And I don't think there's any urgency on this, whether it's 2 weeks or a couple months to you, or
I do think
you
it
do?
Is pretty
okay.
urgent.
Given but, some of the decisions are coming,
yeah,
fair
but,
enough.
And Esther has all of our schedules, so maybe you could just work on times that appear to be open as far as you can see, and give us an option or two, and hopefully we can grab one as quickly as possible, where we're not shutting Wayne down from doing something important and having him drive from Grand Forks or something to be here.
I'll check to see if he'll be in this area at any time and give you that date.
Thank you.
Okay, perfect. All right, that's all that I have for scheduling. Julie, Randy, do you have anything else you wanted to schedule?
I don't.
No.
All right, here we go. Jerry, what did we miss?
I'm good.
Patrick, Delana? Okay. With that, we'll close the administration portion of the meeting.